Hey friends, welcome back to Faith and Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill, and I'm excited to talk to you today about why it's critical to take time to reflect on your wins and your progress. So let me tell you, it was a few months ago. I don't know, a lot of you know this, but I work full-time as a software engineering manager for a startup. And then I also am working on, business. And part of this business is, Faith to Impact with this show. We've got mini summits, got a membership and all sorts of things like that. And so, balancing those two things and a family, with kids, my wife and all that, it's like, it's been challenging. And so what we ended up doing is we had, Amy and I sat down and we figured out, okay, what would be a good time for us to do this? Like, when's a good time that I can spend, during the day, during the morning, at night, like what makes the most sense? And as we came down to it, this was kind of before we had actually just really kind of discussed it. It was more just me deciding, okay, I'm going to like wake up early. I'm going to get stuff done. And so I'd get up super early, get up at 5, try and work for a couple hours and then, do the day job thing and then be with the kids at night and sometimes doing other things at night. And so it was really, that's kind of what was happening. And again, Amy and I hadn't really talked about it too much. So that's, that'll come into play a little bit later. But, I remember though, there's just one morning I woke up and I was out on the kitchen table. I had my computer out there and I remember, trying to get some stuff done. And, my son, he woke up super early and he came up to the kitchen table and then, he wanted to play a game. And so I can't remember which game it was, but he brought it out and then basically like I didn't really say much. He was kind of like, hey, you want to play a game? And I was just like, I don't want to say no because I'm working on this. I want to like get this going. And so I don't even remember what I was actually working on at the time. It obviously wasn't that important, but like he came over, he set up the game, and then basically like just got the cards passed out and then we just like started playing. And so, again, I personally don't love to say no. Like that's something I'm working on is being able to say, hey, I can say no to this or that. But anyways, it was just one of those things that it was like, I decided, okay, I'm going to play the game. But basically the whole time I just felt really like kind of frustrated, kind of like, oh, like I really want to do this, but I really want to be working on my business. And so I'm here playing, but I'm not really here because I'm like not in the right mindset and I'm kind of frustrated and things. And so it's just one of those moments where I was just like, I just remember afterwards feeling really bad because again, we played this game. I think I put the computer away, but again, I wasn't really there. I just really felt like I was just frustrated this happened. Like, oh man, I was trying to get up and do this, but then things didn't work. And so it was just a frustrating moment. I remember talking to Amy about it later and she was kind of like, it just sounds like you're like kind of upset or whatever. And, I ended up talking to my coach later that night and gave me some good insight on, things that I could do there. But it was really an interesting moment. The reason I bring that up is because this morning I had a similar thing happen, and basically since then, Amy and I have, worked out like what's a good time to do that. And so I have this time in the morning that's really dedicated to working on the business before I go to work and do that type of stuff. And so we have that all figured out and worked out. And this time, Parker, one of the things the kids have been doing for the summer is taking some time to read every morning. So they have these things like their jobs, they need to read, they need to clean up and do these different things, every day before they can do some other things like go swimming or do, electronics and, play the Nintendo Switch and think that's what he loves to do. And so Parker was up early again, and then he was in our room and he was just sitting on this little bed that we have in there just in case one of the kids comes in and, wakes up during the middle of the night because that never happens, right? but no, so he came in there and he'd gotten his book because he figured that was kind of the last thing he needed to do. So he came over sitting there and he started reading his book. And I remember, having this moment of, hey, I should just go sit by him. Let's go sit by him. I already like, according to my business stuff, I was already late in a sense because Cameron is up and I had to feed him and stuff because Amy went on a walk. Anyways, all these things kind of happened. And so it was just kind of funny. But I remember sitting there next to Parker and he was just reading and I just was spending that time with him. And he a lot of times actually he would have me read some and then he would read some, and, you know, cause he's still learning, but he just read the entire thing. And I just sat there, you know, watching him, listening to him and helping him, with some of the words that he couldn't quite get out. And, you know, I don't know really if he thought much about it, but I was grateful that I could sit there with him. And what's interesting is as I was sitting there, I was just thinking about how we need to measure our progress. We need to be able to look back on where we're at, because like in that moment, it felt so good and even feels really good right now when I think about it, that, you know, even just a few months ago, this was a hard thing for me, that I would have been frustrated. I would have been like not really in the right mindset, and I would have, you know, kind of been frustrated with it. Now, is there still like plenty of room for me to improve? 100%. Like there's so many things that I can get better in as, you know, a husband, as a parent, as, you know, a son of God, as being, you know, a leader in the world. Anyways, there's so many different things that I can get better at, but taking a moment to reflect on where I've come and the wins that I've had is so powerful. And it gives me more motivation to go forward and more power to continue to make progress. And so that's the thing I want you to take away from this, is the fact that you got to take some time, you know, and ideally it's maybe every day even, but like at least weekly or monthly, you need to take some time to really look back on where you've come. Because again, that's going to give you motivation and power and strength to continue to go on. What's interesting is when you look at, if you're imagining climbing this massive mountain, okay, so you may have done this before, maybe not, maybe you just gone up a huge hill like they have in Texas. They sometimes have mountains there, but if you're from Utah, then you know that they're not, they're just kind of hills, you know. But anyways, if you climbed up a big mountain before, you know that it takes a lot of time, like usually several hours to get up there. So you got to keep going and going and going. If you never look back to like see where you've come, it can be really hard because you just continually looking at the peak, continually pushing towards that, which is good. Like we want to do that, but it's also really powerful when you can take a second and look at, wow, look at how far we've come. This is amazing. Like, I bet we could keep going, because if we compare ourselves against the future, we're basically always going to be disappointed. We always are going to be fall short of the ideal of where we want to be. But that's why it's so important for us to take moments to really compare against our past, against the things that we did in the past. Now, a question might be, well, what if like you're worse now than you were before? Well, okay, then, you know, it looks like we have some work to do, you know, some things, but then start today, look at today and say, hey, how was I yesterday? Did I make it, you know, any improvements based on that? And really, you know, continuing to look at that and take that progress and again, enjoying those wins and that progress, because that's what's really going to keep you going and keep you happy. If you go on this, you know, let's just say you had to spend an entire year focusing on the future and you could never look at the past and look at the progress or celebrate any wins, that'd be really hard. Be a really hard year to go through that entire time. And then to finally at the end, look at, hey, look at where we came. This is amazing. Like, this is so cool. You spend that one day and then you start over. It's like, that's so sad. Like, we need to take some time to really reflect on the things that we have done well and the progress that we're making. Because again, that will give us, you know, that motivation to continue to go forward. So I hope that helps. Appreciate you tuning in. So remember, just take a moment and look at some of the wins that you've made recently and the progress you've made so that you can continue to push forward and go to where you want to go. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you tomorrow.